if you're a single parent or you're parenting alone today, I was thinking coming in the studio preparing for the show today, I want you all to share with me and with others what that experience is like for you as a single mom or dad, or parenting alone as a mom or dad. So we can learn from you and encourage others that are doing the same. This is going to be for single moms and dads this half hour, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Since I've not been there and I've not experienced it personally, I've counseled with a lot who have, but we want to hear from those of you that are doing it or have done it. And tell us what that experience was like. What do you want to share? The phone line is yours. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717 is one. Single parent said, you know, they consider there's a difference. A single parent may be a parent that has, there's two parents, but they're just not married any longer. But on the other hand, we have parents who are parenting alone, maybe because of a death, or the parent is just gone completely out of the life of the child. But if you'll give me a break today, I'll just refer to you all as single parents, okay? And I think that'll help the show go a little smoother, because I really want to hear from you as moms and dads. Been there, doing that now. What one thing do you want others to know about your experience as a single parent? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. I'd love to hear from you. Amber, you are first. Go right ahead.
Hi, I wanted to call and talk about, you know, what it's like being a single parent and trying to live intentionally, you know, for what, you know, God has planned for us. And, you know, being a single parent and raising my kids alone is definitely a chore in itself. It's almost like a second job. You know, one of the things that I really fight with is just finding time to spend with my children. And how, what am I supposed to teach my kids? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to, you know, level everything out for them and make them understand and grow them as a Christian on top of everything else I do, working my full-time job, coming home, cleaning, doing homework, cooking dinner, everything. It's so overwhelming. But, you know, God does supply. God does take care of you. And He gives you the knowledge that you need to give to these children. You know, I always prompt God that if He gave me children, that I would raise them in the church and I would make sure that they knew who He was wholeheartedly. And, you know, it's a hard job. It's definitely challenging, both emotionally and time-consuming. But it is by far the best reward ever. And God has never let me down. And my children, you know, they're happy, they're stable. And everything I do is for them, and I will continue to fight for them for every day of my life.
That's good for you. Hey, listen, Amber, thank you for starting the show today. I think you said it well, and God love you, and your passion, your confidence, you know, I'm going to do it. It's not easy. It's difficult. We know that. I was thinking about scripture last night, and I want to read a short passage of just three verses that come, or four verses that come from the book of Ecclesiastes, the wisdom of Solomon. In chapter 4, he's talking about the power of community, more than one. Because you're alone. You're raising this child alone, but maybe you have help, and that's powerful. We're going to talk about it. But I want to share these verses because as you listen to them, they may be disturbing to you as a single mom or dad. But there's tremendous just reality. Examining what I'm about to read, we recognize how hard and difficult doing something all alone can be. Solomon says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. And then this closing phrase, I think, has such powerful significance. Three are even better, for a triple-branded cord is not easily broken, and many see that as the cord of God. You know, the two of you, you and your spouse, this is God's intention, right? You and your spouse raising the kids, and then the third strand is the God that holds everything together, and I'm thinking if one of those strands is gone, hang on to God. Because that ultimately is going to be the strand that holds it together. And if you hear those verses, they may sound discouraging, but I think if we examine what Solomon is saying and recognize that Solomon is really, even though he's not talking about single moms and dads, he's talking about a principle of life that doing things alone can be hard. There's a lesson here. And those of us who have not experienced being a single parent, we need to recognize how hard and difficult it can be for moms and dads that are doing that in your church, in your community, in your family. And we understand that. Solomon is not saying, single moms and dads, that being alone makes you incapable or ineffective. That's not what he's saying. He's simply stating the fact of synergism, that when we work together, 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, that's the bottom line. And with God, it's even more. So I see this verse as a reminder to singles to cut yourself some slack, give yourself a break, don't compare. God's going to be with you. Trying to make all the decisions in the household, caring for the kids, the money, the emotional strain. This is what everyone is saying in the research on single parenting that could be so difficult. Now, I got some things I want to share with you from my experience of working with people and people close that I know that are single moms and dads. We'll get to that. But we want to hear from you. What's one thing that you have learned through this experience that maybe you can share with us? Let's go. Let me see, line one, we got Bethany in New Mexico. Hi, Bethany, how are you?
I'm doing fine, how are you?
Terrific, thank you for your call. You're a single mom?
Yes.
All right, tell us a little bit of your story. What have you learned, and what do you want to share?
So, I've been a single mom for 13 years to my oldest daughter, and I just had another baby. I'm not single, I'm married, but my husband's overseas. But I have been a single mother for 13 years. We thank God that God has opened doors, and he'll be here soon, real soon.
So but when you say you've been a single mom for 13 years, you mean you remarried, or you've been apart for 13 years?
Remarried.
Okay, all right.
So
what did you learn during those 13 years? Yeah.
So what I have learned is Jesus is the father of my children. And he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And he will always provide. You know, when you seek the Lord diligently, he will always give you your heart's desires.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep focus on Jesus and know that other people are going through way worse than what you're going through. It's not easy. The emotional stress of financial, working, daycare, being alone. But in all reality, God is with us. And if it wasn't for the curse on this earth, everybody would have a loving family.
Yeah.
But because we live on this cursed earth is the reason why some of us struggle more than the other.
And that's caused you to even be closer to God in your life and your daily challenges, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to be so close to God to be able to keep your mind focused on him and not on the bills, not on cleaning, not on work.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. It might sound easy, but it's really not easy, you know. I'm very thankful that I do have my kids, and I'm very thankful that God let me walk this path, because in the Christian walk, it's you struggle.
Yeah. In fact, the Bible is pretty clear on that. That's a part of the process of our life, that to be alive in a sinful, fallen world, we're going to struggle. And Christians, we're not immune. It's not as though we get kryptonite, you know, when we accept Christ and there's a shield around us and we're never going to face problems. We face problems. The good news is we have internally the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to face these challenges. Great way to start the show, Bethany. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go to April in Kansas. Hi, April. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Go right ahead.
Great. I want to thank you for your show.
Glad to be here.
I was a single mother. My mother was a single mother, and my daughter is a single mother. And of course, it comes with great heaviness and hardship. And I mean, I know that we had financial struggles and we'd often be homeless. And we didn't call it homelessness. We called it camping. but anyway, you know, I never knew, you know, where the next dollar was coming, the next job. I tried to go to college, you know, so my daughter was down on the priority list of survival and then going to college to better our lives. And it's just, you know, that time, you know, you don't get a lot of time because you're working two or three jobs to make ends meet.
Yeah.
And the stress and the pain inside, but you just put on a face and you keep going. And but when my granddaughter was born, all three of us women, myself, my mother, and my daughter, held that my grandbaby, and we said, we're breaking this cycle with you, girl. And so with God's help, we survived. And that, you know, I really like your show, The Intentional Living, and kill you makes you stronger, and
yeah,
God,
does.
You know.
Now, let me ask you. Let me ask you, April.
More than you can handle.
Let me ask you a question. Have you been able to, when you were raising your family, to reach out and get help? I mean, was it hard for you to say, I need some help. I just can't do all this alone. Or did you just kind of suck it up and do it?
I just kind of sucked it up and did it. And, you know, I tried to, you know, find jobs and whatnot, and just had a hard time.
Oh, all right. I think
we moved to a college town that was right in the back of my HUD housing apartment. And, you know, but God directed the whole thing because I absolutely was clueless. But we survived, and she's sitting right here next to me. My daughter's sitting right here next to me,
Yep. God's with you. Listen, and you said something important, breaking cycle. Sometimes maybe you grew up in a situation like this. You're a single mom or dad or your parents, and you're learning. You see the issues, and it happens. We know that. We got a lot of single moms and dads listening, or parenting alone. Parents, maybe as a result of death or someone being totally absent. As a parent, but God will be with you. But we also recognize, and I think part of the show today, the reason I'm doing this, we're talking about intentional living, is not only to encourage single moms and dads that you're not alone, but I want to get the word out to remind each of us who have not experienced this, and we're sitting in the pews in our Sunday services or neighborhood, that we got all around us today, moms and dads, who could use a helping hand. And like April may be saying, I just got to suck it up and do it myself. And one of the messages I'm going to share with you all as a single mom or dad, you can't do everything. First thing I wrote down here in my paper, you can't do everything, but to make a determination that you'll do what you can, the best you can. But I think we beat ourselves up if you're single trying to do anything. I mean, I've tried to do it. I'm not a single person, but I've tried to do things alone, a project where I needed someone to help me. You ever done that? You try to get it all done by yourself. It takes you three times as long. You're stressed out, didn't work, and you're frustrated. And I simply could have asked for someone in the family or, hey, can you help me? And that's one of the message. I think wisdom, single moms and dads, wisdom is knowing when to ask for help. Confidence is learning to make the tough decisions and setting some goals in your life. And intentional living is doing one thing every day to act on those things. And we love you and want the best for you. And I hope the show today is helping. All right, we'll get to more calls. You're welcome to join us. 888-1717. One thing you want others to know about your experience as a single mom or dad.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for. or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And thank you, Kurt. Do that now, won't you, please? That would be so helpful to the ministry, helping us reach more people for Christ, helping people live intentionally, just being an advocate in this crazy time in history of for those of us who are followers of Christ, how to get up every day and do those things that will bring glory to God and just between you and me, a benefit to yourself. Because when we follow God's intention, at least my experience, I benefit. All right. And so thank you for helping us do this every day. Your support matters. You what you can do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2 to talk to our team, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. All right. And we'd love to hear from you. And when you do, you're going to be helping us reach more people just like those calling today.
My name is Natasha. I just wanted to call regarding the question of what have you learned by being on the same page with the parents of your child with regards to your children, like what difference has that made in the lives of your children? I have an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old, and for the first 5 years of the 8-year-old's life, I actually was a single parent, and he stepped out of their lives. He returned, and when he returned with a wife, and the wife and him and my took time to get on the same page before they even came back into our children's lives. And we now have a beautiful co-parenting relationship to the point where we attend events together and celebrations together, and our children see no separation in our parenting. We've since added to my side of the family, they also have a bonus dad on our side. And the most adorable thing is that my kids truly believe that they have four parents and not two. So rather than the divorce tearing them apart or tearing them down, they are now excelling. I had never imagined when I was a single mom, because they have four people who rally around them, who love them, who raise them the same way, whether they're in our home or in their home.
There you go, loving on them. That's fantastic. I'll tell you what, I got a lot of callers. I'm going to be quiet here as much as I can. I promise, Jennifer, and then we're going to get into the calls here. Let's go. Kathy is next. Oh, Katie's next in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your story? What's your take? What do you want to share?
Well, I'm a single mom of twin girls, and then I have a single girl as well. So three girls. And I just want to say that being a single mom has made me the strongest person I have ever been. And it's also made me like extremely independent. But not only that, my girls have seen how strong I've had to be, and it's made them strong girls as well. And we always just try to make sure like God is at the center of our life at all times, and that's really helped us.
Well, you know, I think we hear that theme, and I wonder, the tough times give us an opportunity to draw closer to God. When things are kind of moving along with no problems, everything is smooth, we can trust in ourselves, can't we? Fantastic. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Michigan. We've got Judith in the Detroit area listening to New 93.1. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead. What's your take? What do you want others to know about single parenting?
I just want to say that, you know, similar to the last lady that was on, I am also a single mother of three girls, all of the same age. And when you are down and isolated and you pray, I just want to tell all the single moms out there, God does hear you, and he will provide. I am a living testimony. He did just that. When you are alone and you feel like there's no other, you know, avenue, he does answer your prayers. He's close to the brokenhearted. He's close to the widowed. He's close to the lonely and the poor. And if you just hold on and you keep praying and you take it another minute, hour, day by day, things will get better.
Oh, amen. How old are the girls now? Three triplets. Yeah.
Triplets. Yeah. They're six.
6 years old. How are you doing? Are you finding it? You're getting stronger in the process? How long have you been a single mom?
Yeah, since they were 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when I say God will turn everything around, I mean, when they were about 2.5, God brought this amazing miracle man into my life who just loved the girls. I mean, out of nowhere, I can't testify enough about how God will just, you know, turn things around. I used to sing that song all the time. God will turn it around. And he does. I mean, this guy came out of nowhere. He loves the girls. He's amazing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing from Metro Detroit. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Judith. Glad you're listening to Family Life Radio. By the way, we're going to continue the show here after we wrap up here in about 5 minutes. We're going to tape for tomorrow. And so we'd love to hear you continue to call. If you can get through, you get a busy signal, hang up, dial again. 888-888-1717. Tiffany, you are next. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It says here that you got to watch out for busyness. Tell us about that as a single mom.
I'm calling more to just, I don't know, express what not to do. I've been a single mom since 2004. In 2008, I had to take on a second job. And I have worked two jobs ever since, and I've still managed being a single mom. But I think what happened is we were going to church, and because that second job was keeping me busy, the busyness kept us from church. And I think kind of Satan was kind of like working his way in there a little bit. My kids have not been going to church. They're very wonderful grown adult men, but they still live with me, and they're not, I'm concerned about their salvation.
Yes.
And it's really hard. I'm retrospecting, looking back, I'm thinking, you know, it wasn't that important for me to have two jobs or work so hard, because now that's, you know, that's kind of interfered in their salvation. And we're at a point where I'm really worried. I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you're willing to share that will be helpful to others. I'm sure you also understand that God is still in the business of breaking through hardened hearts and difficult situations. And so I'm sure many people will be joining you in prayer that God can still do a work in a young man's heart.
Yeah. We need it. We definitely need it.
Well, Tiffany, I appreciate your call. And I do invite our listeners. In fact, I'm going to pray here in a moment at the end of the show just for everybody. And we got overflow calls. We'll flip into the recorded for tomorrow. But you can still call 888-888-1717. I'll be back with a couple thoughts, closing thoughts, and some prayer.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. And after people become discouraged, they go to disillusionment. And what we've seen in counseling and working with marriages over the years, people go through this exact formula before they get divorced. There's an expectation, there's a reality, and then there's always disappointment. I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in my spouse, I'm disappointed in me and God, the community, the pastor, the church, any number of things. Then I get discouraged, and when people get discouraged, pretty soon they get disillusioned. And when people get disillusioned, they want to give up. And maybe you're in this stage. I think we all experience this. This one, I think, is something that happens to us a lot. A hope deferred makes the heart sick. That's what that formula is right there.
Excerpt from the featured lesson on discouragement for this month. And boy, single moms and dads, you can feel that. We all can, but you all can have expectations not being met because of marriage, divorce, death, all the issues that maybe led you to where you are today. But God is in the business of overcoming discouragement. And that lesson is up there online for you at our website. And frankly, it's made available because people support the ministry so we can do that. And so for those of you who can help us reach more people like we're talking today, we'd appreciate it. Because frankly, some of the single moms and dads can't. Maybe you can. If you can, we need your help. You can join us. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. Two things. Last minute. Single parents, listen, you can't do everything. But make a decision today to say, hey, I'm just going to be intentional to do what God needs for me to do today the best I can. And today, I would challenge you to think about what one thing could you declutter that's less important, making room for what is more important. Tiffany just gave us the story, the illustration of that, as she looks back with some regret saying, hey, maybe I was too busy with a couple of jobs when maybe I should have put a little more priority in getting the boys to church. And of course, Tiffany, God is still in the business, as I've said, of breaking through and making a difference. But it's a reminder, declutter what's less important. That's true for all of us, no matter what position you have in life. And as I said earlier, wisdom is knowing when to ask for help, single moms and dads. Confidence is making tough decisions and setting goals after a time of prayer and trustworthy counsel. But intentional living is doing one thing daily to act to meet those needs and those things that are important to you as a single mom or dad. All right, we're going to continue to leave the line open. We're going to just roll right through the next half hour and record the show, which will air tomorrow right here at the same time. And we're going to hear stories of more single moms and dads. And they're going to tell us that one thing that they've experienced as a single parent that they want you to know. And that phone number is 888-888-1717. As we wrap up the show today, I want to say thank you, Jennifer. I want to talk to you tomorrow because I know you got a story, too. We're going to get you on tomorrow. And Stephen, thank you for taking calls. For my wife, Donna, and our team, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.